Welcome to Business Radio X on location. I am Ryan Redhawk McPherson reporting live from Supernova South 2015, the Southeast's largest and longest running tech conference here on the beautiful campus of Georgia Tech Institute of Technology Historic Academy of Medicine building. I am now joined by Peter Hughes. He is founder, UX and usability testing expert for Ascent. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm very well. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for joining us. I know you're a busy man. You're set to go speak here in just a few moments. What will you be speaking about to the attendees today?
I'll be talking to them about usability testing techniques that they can walk away with after my talk and apply in their business. And for those of you that are not familiar with usability testing, this really is one of the sort of secret weapons that many businesses are not really availing themselves of, because if you're frustrated that you're not getting the conversion rates on your websites or your digital products are not achieving what you expect them to achieve, then these techniques are wonderful ways to really get at the heart of the problem and understand what it is that your customers perhaps don't understand, they're not getting, they don't maybe realize the benefits that they could get from your product. So that's what I spend my time spreading the word about and teaching organizations and corporations how to do.
How long have you been in this industry? And more importantly, how long have you been on the forefront of this industry?
I've been doing this kind of work for about 20 years. Mostly, well, all of it in the US, based in New York City, but I travel all over the country teaching organizations how to do this kind of work.
20 years, a long time. I'm sure the landscape has changed quite a bit in those 20 years. Where do you go to stay ahead of the cutting edge in this technology-rich world?
A lot of the time, it's coming to conferences and sharing ideas and seeing what's happening. One of the things that's remarkable, actually, about my world is that the techniques fundamentally haven't changed so much. What has changed is when I started, I did my first projects on mainframes and Unix systems. We don't talk about those too much these days. But of course, when the internet came along, it just overnight, instead of testing machines that you hadn't heard of or few people have heard of, suddenly everything was about the browser. And then a few years later, everything's about mobile. Mm-hmm. And now we're starting to see Apple Watch and wearable technology starting to sort of creep into the mix. And again, there are obviously different techniques that you use to try to test these different platforms. But a lot of the methodologies at their core are very similar. And so once you've got these skills, these are sort of skills for life, and things that you can then apply to virtually any product that you're developing. And I've never seen anybody, or I've never had a client or anyone that's learned these techniques ever say, that was interesting, but it's not for me. The information is too rich and valuable, just a lot of people don't know how to get it. And it's often a lot simpler and cheaper than you might think.
Very well said. You know, they often say in this world of UX that technology changes, but human behavior does not.
Yes, I think that's a very true statement, because if you think about society and how that changes, it's very slow. And, you know, habits that you've learned as a child or as a younger person are not, you know, are things that you often will carry through your life. But technology, you know, can be a little overwhelming at times. And, you know, often we find ourselves asking friends or others how to do something. And sometimes it can be a very frustrating process. But fundamentally, all we're trying to use technology for really is to get our jobs done. We're trying to get entertained. We're using them as a tool to help us lead either more efficient or fun lives. We don't really want to spend our time trying to figure out how to operate things, and that just sort of gets in the way. So good, well-designed products that as people that are making products, if you understand at the core what is it that your customers really want to do by watching them actually use your product, it is just so insightful. And I'll just leave you with this question. If you're developing a product and you're a senior manager in your business or an owner, when was the last time you personally sat in a room and watched one of your customers use your product without any interference, just simply watch them do whatever the core tasks are that your product is supposed to do for them, and just see whether that experience is super smooth or there are some glitches in the way? Because it's those glitches and getting them to explain something about a problem that they see is where you're going to learn so much about how to perhaps beat your competition by understanding subtleties that perhaps they haven't. So I would just put that out there as a challenge. Mm-hmm. And if you want to write to me or contact me, I would love to talk to you about that experience.
How can people do that?
Absolutely. The best way is to reach me through my email address, which is Peter, P-E-T-E-R, at Assest, which is Assest.com.
Okay, and yes, if you put somebody out there to the test and actually watch them use your product, reach out to Peter and let him know the results from that observation. And so thank you so much. Again, Peter, your thoughts on Supernova South 2015, what you've experienced and what you can maybe give some insight to other listeners who maybe want to join this tech conference.
I would highly encourage you to come down and spend time here, because it's not often that you get to meet so many people from so many walks of life, from small companies to major corporations. They're all here with a thirst to understand about how to make their products better. And it's those insights at a business level, at a tech level, at a design level. There's a richness here. And I have to say, you know, I think I know a lot about my own industry, but last night I went to a fabulous workshop. We spent 3 hours trying to reimagine how various aspects of Atlanta might be redesigned. Mm-hmm. And it was just so fascinating, because the wonderful thing about my work is you can never predict the outcomes. Mm-hmm. People are never that predictable.
Right.
Even when you think you've seen everything, there's always something new.
How do you predict the unknowable? And people are always changing. And so is technology and the landscape of it all. And Supernova South is a great place to come and kind of stay connected in those lines of work. So thank you so much, Peter Hughes, for taking the time out to join us here on Business Radio X On Location. We hope to see you at Supernova South 2016.
I look forward to it. Hope they invite me back.
Yeah, definitely so. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at Business Radio X. Also the website businessradiox.com for more information. On behalf of the entire Business Radio X network and affiliates out there, I am Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.